left his guide, and drawn by a desire to reach the heavens, took his curse to high. The burning heat of the nearby sun softened the scented wax that fastened the wings of the wax mountain. Icarus moved his arms, now uncovered, and without the wings to dry them on, waved in the air. The sea received Icarus, and from him took its name.